Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Cunningham. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Daryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ray Sadecki. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Heist. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burtell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cunningham hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heist. The throw from Sawatzky and he is safe. Heist steals second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Banks hits a line drive off the glove of Spencer, and into shallow left field. Banks reaches second base with a double. Heist scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Musial hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sawatzky is called out on strikes. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bauschi is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bertel hits a line drive into left field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Javier hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sadecki hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Zimmer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. 2 outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Boyer. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Boyer steals second. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hobby hits a line drive into left field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heist is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer juggles the ball. That's an error on Boyer. Don Zimmer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Javier catches it and throws to first to double up Heist. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sawatzky is 0 for 1 in the game. Sawatzky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. White fields the ball and throws to Sadecki covering. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Altman moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Cunningham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Altman moves to third. Two outs. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bausch is 0 for 1 in the game. Bausch hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sawatzki scoops up the ball and tags Bausch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood strikes out. 1 out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sadecki is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sadecki hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hobby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobby strikes out. 2 outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Heist is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heist hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 2 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Musial is 0 for 2 in the game. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman strikes out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a line drive towards third. Boyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sawatzki hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spencer is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. Flood is hit by the pitch. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sadecki is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bertel fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 3 in the game. Cunningham hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boyer moves to second. 2 outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobby hits a fly ball into left field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heist is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Heist strikes out. 2 outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Boyer. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sadecki fires to first and has Zimmer trapped. There's the throw to Spencer, who tags Zimmer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Musial is 0 for 3 in the game. Musial hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Landrum pinch runs for Stan Musial. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Don Tausig pinch runs for Carl Sawatzky. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spencer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Zimmer fields the ball, races to the bag for 1, and throws the ball away, attempting to make the double play. Spencer moves to second. 2 outs. Bob Gibson pinch runs for Daryl Spencer. Red Schoendienst pinch hits for Kurt Flood. Red Schoendienst is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schoendienst hits a line drive into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and St. Louis Cardinals, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.